Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. The Hawks lost to the Wizards last night in D.C., 132-113. They're going to be home on Friday to take on the Cavs. North Texas's head football coach Eric Morris has been hired as the next head coach at Oklahoma State. The NFL has suspended Panther safety Trevon Moehrig for one game for that low blow on Juwan Jennings. Mm. Georgia remains. I know. I read that. I was like, is that how I should word it?
The groin punch.
Yeah. Georgia remains number 4 in the latest college football playoff rankings. Georgia Tech fell to number 23 after their loss to Pitt on Saturday. So the Falcons are heading to play the Jets this weekend. We really don't know how to size up this team at this point.
No, I don't.
Are there any bright spots or maybe some pieces where you're like, I don't know about this matchup when it comes to our defense, their offense, or vice versa?
I mean, I think that you look at Breece Hall and the running game and you think that should be at a certain level. He has been a guy that in the past, barring injury, has been really, really good. He's actually, you know, after watching it last week and watching some of the tape, he's actually more of a threat in the passing game. He had 75 yards receiving. Now, they did sign John Mechie or trade for John Mechie, a month ago. He's been pretty good inside of that offense. But outside of those two catching the ball, it's been next to nothing. Donnie Mitchell has a couple of catches last week. Mason Taylor has 3 grabs. Alan Lazard has been not great on the season, only 8 catches, 54 yards. I don't know. You're right, Al. I don't know how to size them up. They've traded away all their best players. Tyrod Taylor is now starting and, you know, kind of running around like a chicken with his head cut off. And they had some success defensively against Baltimore until they didn't, until Baltimore was like, nope, we're going to go ahead and win this game. And then it got out of hand.
Yeah, I saw what their offense is averaging yards per game, and I was like, that can't be right. 281 yards a game is what their offense is averaging. And it just doesn't feel – Like it's a real number, you know, but it is, and it's rough, but that's what they're not very good, but they have a knack, and it doesn't happen every week, but they have a knack of playing teams tough and keeping games close. So they're a defensive led team, they're a defensive minded coach, obviously with Aaron Glenn, so they can keep games close. But like I was talking about earlier, their offense isn't very good to begin with. You just went through their guys. Their leading receiver that's active is Mason Taylor, which is, you mentioned him earlier, Aaron Taylor's kid. But, you know, what one of the things that's killed them is taking sacks has killed them as from the quarterback position and allowing them. It's not all on the quarterback. As Dave Archer's probably in this car right now saying, it's not always on the quarterback, idiot. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but sometimes it is. And Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor have a little bit of a history of running into them and kind of helping that. But their mistakes, I mean, 16 false starts, 13 holding calls. Holding calls are major penalties, and they are drive killers.
Yes, they are.
And when you do that kind of stuff, you don't give yourself a chance. It's one of the things that's hurt our offense.
Yeah.
And when we get down to the red area, and you know they're scoring in the red area 52% of the time, and our offense has gotten a little bit better in the red area, but still not great.
Yeah, and I think whenever we do these, you know, kind of look aheads towards the game, I always try to focus on how I think the Falcons can be successful, where I think that there's a void in the other team, how the Falcons can kind of, you know, make sure that they jump into that void and can be successful. I find myself doing the flip side because there's so many unknowns about this team. And like I said, they kind of mirror the way I felt going in the game against the Saints last week. I'm like, I don't really know what Tyler Shuck is. I don't know what this wide receiver core is. I don't know what this offensive line is and some of those things. I will say they have been good, and they were good last week against Baltimore on third down. Baltimore only 2 of 11 in that victory on third down. They're 8th in the NFL on defense and third down rate at 35%. And obviously, we have been awful on third downs, especially in games we have lost. So I think that's going to be something I'll pay close attention to. If there was a way for New York to come out and kind of flip the script on Atlanta and make sure that they play up to their ability, it would be shutting things down on third down against Kirk Cousins and company and getting their offense another crack at it and getting on the field.
Yeah, and on the other side, when they do get the ball back, they're going to want to run the football. They're 7th in the league and running the football offensively. That's what they want to do. And whether they can do it or not, teams have had success against us on running the football. You know, you look at where our run defense is, and we're close to last in the league. We're 26th in the league. So we're giving up right about what they get every week. And that's how you stay on the field. Is you run the ball successfully on first and or second down, and you keep yourself in manageable third downs. And that is what New Orleans did when they had the ball for 30. I think I counted up 32 of the first 35 offensive plays in the second half that weren't special teams plays were offensive snaps by New Orleans.
Yeah.
And that's how that they flipped the script on time possession. And it's how they kept the game close.
So I'm sure it's going to take more than one win to get everyone back on the Kirk Cousins bandwagon. But going into this game on Sunday, how are you feeling with Kirk Cousins at QB?
That's a complicated emotion. You know what I mean? It's a complicated emotion. I feel good schematically about the changes we made. I don't know that it's necessarily Kirk Cousins. And I think his ability to distribute the football is definitely an uptick, especially if you get a healthy Drake London at any point. And just adding him, I don't look at Drake London coming back. I think if Penix were running this offense that we saw last week and Drake London came back, I would worry about Drake London taking over the offense and Penix locking in. I don't feel like that about Kirk Cousins. I feel like he's going to do a better job of kind of reading things from top to bottom. And the bottom line is, as much as we kind of joke or they've been a punching bag this year, the Jets offense, about how bad they've been, we're the same exact as they are in terms of scoring. We're averaging 19.9 a game, which is tied for 26th in the NFL. That's a hard stat to read. Because they have been awful, and evidently we have too offensively. So I feel better about the actual system with Kirk Cousins. I don't know that it's Kirk, but the marrying of the play action and the run game and the passing game downfield and his ability to get the ball to Mooney, I think makes me feel a little bit better about what the stats say we are on the whole as a year.
I would tell you what makes me feel better is a lot of the same thing that you were getting excited about in that first half of the Panthers game. At halftime, you're excited because Penix is getting the ball out quick. He's been decisive. He's 13 of 16, right? You've got 3 touchdowns and 4 drives. That's what Kirk did last week. Not maybe the 3 touchdowns and 4 drives, obviously, but they were really decisive. He was really quick with his decision-making. And And with Bergeron and Lindstrom both banged up in the interior, because they are, and Wilkinson being, you know,
hit or miss.
Yeah, having days. You want to get the ball out quick. And that's going to help Bijan. You know, Bijan had 37 yards on two catches. Now, the ball was spread out, right?
Right.
I mean, I think, was it you that said it yesterday, seven different receivers,
Yeah, seven different receivers.
And Charlie Warner had three catches, right?
Right.
So get the ball out quick and just take whatever they're going to give you and stay on the field. Now, you still were atrocious on third down.
You were. That's tough.
Well, we're going to bring this back up, but I do want you guys to hear some audio of Raheem Morris with Arch on the Coach's Show the other night that has a few eyebrows raised. People are inferring things from it, so take it in, marinate, take a listen to this.
You know, Kurt's comfortable up in the center, and that's what you do. You do what the quarterback can do, and I think it was a great job game planning by Zach Robinson, our staff, all of those guys being able to communicate how we can get the run game going. We also came out in 13 personnel.
Yeah.
I think the most since 2000, I don't know what year it was, but we did a couple different things that we can do, that we want to do in order to try to win this football game. And I think you got to do whatever it takes to win football games, and that's always going to be the case, no matter who you playing with or how it's going to look. You know, that's not really important to us. But I thought it was important to us to do some of the things that make all of us comfortable, and it did.
There's a lot being made of what Raheem did say there and what he did not say there. We're going to talk about that in a bit, but coming up next, Drew Brees and Philip Rivers are at the top of the Hall of Fame semifinalists. We'll talk about that and more when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
the app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 7:23. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This would probably be a great road trip song if you're getting a little frustrated.
I was going to say, in what world is this? Yes. Yeah. If you've already lost it, yes.
Well, I just saw the travel deadline for today to get on the road. 11 Alive is saying you got to get out before 11 a.m. So, Mike, your trip's fine.
That's exactly why we have planned out what we've planned out today. Yeah. There was no point in going back to Sandy Springs and then loading the kids in the car and trying to get out of town. That would have put us past the deadline. You know what I mean?
So did you Uber here this morning?
My man Squid Billy over there was kind enough to stop through.
Cute.
Stop through to make sure that that the wife could scoop and we could flee the city limits.
W-mans.
That's right.
What?
W-mans. That means you're a good dude. That means good friend.
Oh, is that Gen Z?
Yeah, a little bit of Gen Z talk, a little slang.
Yeah, you know, not obviously. I mean, we haven't really talked too much about it. I'm not going into detail, but I don't have my truck right now, so I'm in a rental, and the rental.
I wondered if you're going to bring this up.
And I don't like. Here's the problem. Mike and I are both the opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to size.
Uh-huh.
And we both are very aware that he's aware he's 6'5", 290, and I'm aware I'm a 5'8", and, you know, 5'8½", and in the 160s. When he gets in my truck and he rides and he sits in the passenger seat, we feel like two regular human beings.
Yes.
When he got in that little, I'm in the Equinox right now. When he got in Equinox,
Go ahead, man, because I know exactly where you're going.
Is it like a seesaw?
Dude. It felt like I was a 12-year-old sitting in a clown car, and Mike got in it, and he was like seven clowns.
I looked like...
I was like, do you want to get out and carry it? Do you want to get out and carry me? And an Equinox is not a small vehicle.
No, it's not.
I looked like Donkey Kong on Mario Kart with his knees hanging off either side of the steering wheel. You know what I mean?
And I felt
the shoulders
bad.
Up above the chair. That's what I looked like.
I felt bad. I didn't feel bad. Like, I just was like, man, because the first thing that went in my head is I've always, because I don't want to put your business out there, but Mike's wife has a Suburban, and it's a really nice vehicle.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, I mean, you got two kids, but that's a big vehicle. Never mind.
Yeah. I was going to say.
I knew immediately why I got a Suburban.
Allie, I bought a new car just a few weeks ago, and I was talking to Sandra about it, and she was like, yeah, we do the whole Carvana thing, you know, where you can buy it online and all this stuff, and just deliver it. And I'm like, that's not really an option for me. She's like, why? I was like, because I need to make sure that I have enough room.
Right.
Enough shoulder room, headroom, all the above. And I got to sit in that thing just to make sure that I feel comfortable. And it is funny thinking back on it that I drove a Ranger. One of my first cars was a Ford Ranger. And I was literally sitting in the back of the extended cabin, that thing.
What I would love to see you in is that the Geo Tracker.
The Geo Tracker. God, I missed that car.
I cannot imagine that.
I missed that car so bad.
Dude, my aunt had one of those we never hung out with my aunt, like, because she lived in a different part of the town and everything. But we did one time, and I remember being stuck on, like, 75 in traffic in a Geo Tracker, and I was like, this is a small vehicle, and I'm just a kid.
Yeah, dude.
I can imagine seeing you driving it.
Yeah. You know, you obviously have met Justin, but one of my other high school buddies was a guy named George Selvey. Was an All-American at South Florida, and we used to ride around. I mean, he was a huge dude, too. He's like, I think he finished his college career at 6'5", 260, and we used to ride around all the time in that Geo Tracker. Not even bat an eyelash at that thing.
That poor car.
The lock-in front hubcaps for the four-wheel drive. Let's go,
bro,
baby.
I'm going to tell you something. Whoever made those, whoever the Geo is getting those shocks from, the suspension, like, that company's got to be in business still.
I miss that car so bad.
Man, well, speaking of cars, and if you're hanging around town this weekend, I would love to see you this Saturday, noon to 2. I'm going to be out at Nally Kia in Stonecrest. You can try out the cars for yourself, see if you fit in them. We're going to be getting ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, which is a 50-inch 4K smart TV. You get a Yeti cooler. You would think the TV is the bigger prize, but everyone's excited about that Yeti cooler. So come on out, because you'll also have a chance to win tickets to an upcoming home game. It's Saturday, noon to 2 at Nally Kia in Stonecrest. Quarterbacks Drew Brees and Philip Rivers, along with wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, tight end Jason Witten, and running back Frank Gore, made it to the semifinal state in their first year of eligibility for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
There was a couple offensive linemen on there. Jari Evans was one of them. So we talked about Jari Evans actually last week. He's one of the assistants for the New Orleans Saints. Was incredible. And I brought up the fact that that guy should definitely be a Hall of Famer. I think Marshall Yanda is also on it. I'm not so sure about him. But, yeah, I mean, those are some big names. Philip Rivers will be an interesting one. And I think there's a lot to be taken away from the Philip Rivers era when you kind of compare and reflect on Matt Ryan's time here. A lot of things very similar about those two guys' games at certain points in their career. I'm not saying it's apples to apples, but – Philip Rivers and that whole conversation will be very interesting. He, you know, obviously has like 11 kids. He's actually a high school head coach over in Alabama, and is enjoying his retirement life. But yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see who from that group actually makes it into the Hall, because that's a good group of players.
Drew Brees is definitely a Hall of Famer. The thing that could hurt Philip Rivers, even though he didn't, you know, everyone's going to bring up winning the Super Bowl. Although Eli Manning is going to be in his second year on the list as a semifinalist, and he won two. But the thing for me is, and also you think about it, and you're like, well, Philip Rivers never won an MVP, and he never made the Super Bowl, never even made the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that could be the determining factor of that keeps him out, and Matt Ryan puts Matt Ryan in.
It could be. Have you guys heard anything? Because obviously we were all listening to the radio. You guys heard anything about how Drew Brees was as a commentator on the Falcons Saints game this past weekend? I haven't heard anybody say good or bad how he was.
He did a pretty good job at a couple of things. Like, I've seen some clips. Like, one of them was really going into talking about the end of the first half and the Falcons when Cousins throws it to Drummond. Drummond catches it, immediately hands it to Newsom. He right before the play, he's like, you know, if you can complete it across the field, he's like, we 15 seconds, you got time. He's like, we used to say 12 seconds.
Yep.
12 seconds is our thing. And he went through that, and it was a very good breakdown, and it literally plays out. And then you hear him as they are about to kick, you know, they're lined up to kick it. He goes, really good job of the Falcons there.
Do you remember the 12-second conversation with Raheem last year? Because you had 12 seconds on the clock when Kirk threw over the middle to
Against Tampa,
and they downed it with 1 second left.
I think that was Mooney.
12
that
seconds
it?
Is right on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy how that always pans out.
So it feels interesting to go from potential Hall of Famers like the elite to a groin strike, but we got to talk about it.
You're elite at doing these kind of things, Allie.
Trayvon Moehrig will have a one-game suspension for that low blow. He's going to be appealing this decision.
I don't know what's to appeal. I mean, it's about as clear as day. It's kind of like the Ja'Marr Chase spit thing from the other day. And he ends up putting out an apology letter yesterday or the day before, you know, to people that own his jersey and his fans. Yeah, you spit on somebody. The Moehrig thing, like, it's as clear as day to me, and yeah, I don't know what the possible appeal could be, but I'm glad he got suspended for a game. Come on, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's – I mean, I think appeal is just one of those things that you do these days. Oh, I'm going to appeal it because he hit me in the face and he didn't get anything. That's probably his thought process. That's it. I mean, yeah, he's a good
systems in our country work this way. I got hit in the face. It's all right. You punched him in the groin.
Yeah. He's a good player, but it was a dumb move.
So the Bills added veteran receiver Brandon Cooks to their active roster.
Okay, I get it. They've got to find talent around Josh Allen. It's very clear to me. We had this conversation about whether or not our roster is better than the Bills outside of quarterback, which it sounds crazy to think that's even a conversation. I don't know that Brandon Cooks is that guy. He's been a couple of different places that it's kind of fallen flat, and he seems to wear out his welcome in locker rooms more times than not, which they've seen that happen in Buffalo at the wide receiver position over the past few years, have they not, with Diggs and Keon Coleman, evidently. So maybe that's a, you know, a situation where it kind of gets better. I don't know.
Brandon Cooks was an amazing college football player at Oregon State. He caught, like, everything. Guy was an absolutely baller there. And he's been a bit of a malcontent in the NFL. He's had some good years. but his personality has hampered his production.
Yeah, what is this, his fifth team? It's got to be like five or six. I feel like every other year we're talking about he got traded or he asked
I think he's had like three stints with the Saints.
Yeah, I think he has. I think you're right.
I think he's had a couple with Dallas.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
Speaking of the Saints, they signed kicker Cade York to their practice squad.
You know, the bigger story out of this was the fact that they tried out Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
Who is, he's basically going through Deshaun Watson
purgatory
stuff. Yeah. But Groupie helped. I mean, that, look, that's the thing that people kind of are forgetting a little bit is as good as the Falcons played, you're two Groupie missed field goals away from being a one-score game.
No doubt. And we know just dealing with that same situation, that same building last year, how much that changes everything you do towards the end of the game and your decision-making process. So, yeah, I don't blame them for working people out and signing whoever it needed to be because we've seen it happen up here plenty of times.
Well, coming up, Mike and Bo are going to have to make their picks super early this week. You're going to have to be psychic when it comes to these games. And it's also Which One Wednesday. There might be a heavy theme to this one today. Would you rather have to eat an entire can of cranberry sauce or an entire gravy boat of gravy? Which one?
Oh, God.
Think about it. It's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game at 7:41. Good luck to you if you are traveling today. We are the morning shift.
Thank you.
I'm Allie Mack. Mike Johnson is traveling today. Bo Morgan here as well. Dylan is behind the glass. Dylan, you're not traveling anywhere, are you?
I am, actually. I'm actually leaving shortly after the show ends, too. I'm going to wrap up my duties real quick, and then Simone and I are headed to Greensboro. All right, to visit our parents.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Are you nervous about this road trip as much as Mike is?
No, I'm not.
Well, kids change it.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's a whole loaded question there.
Well, and I'm curious to see when Melrose becomes mobile, how different the road trips will be for Squidbilly.
Luckily, my road trip, well, holiday road trips are short because we got everybody here in the state. But, yeah, I'm not overly looking forward to driving places like Florida.
We're spread thin. It's always either Florida for us or Memphis, where my wife's dad's family is, and every other year. So yeah, I mean it's stressful either way. We're gonna make it a joyous day.
It's gonna be great. It's
beautiful outside.
Yes.
Let's do this thing.
Yes. That's right. Speak the positivity into existence, Mikey.
Feel good about it.
That's right.
We're gonna have clear skies, clear roads.
This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. And you guys got to look ahead into the future because we got to get your picks for Man Up Monday. Dylan, do you want to take us through the records that we have going on so far?
I would absolutely love to, Ally Mac. Mike, you went 2-2 this past weekend. That puts you at 29-21-1 overall. Bo, you went 1-3 this past weekend. You are at 26-25 overall. Gentlemen, good luck.
Yeah. All right. Let's start with college. Number 4, Georgia at number 3, Georgia Tech. 23, Georgia Tech. UGA is favored by 13.5. The over-under, like Bo mentioned earlier, is 59.5.
I just want to state for the record that picking games on rivalry weekend is next to impossible against the spread. Just throwing that out there. With that being said, Georgia minus 13.5. I think they win this game going away. I don't even think it's close. I've been an advocate for Georgia Tech all season. I think they're a good team. But that defense that we've seen over the last couple of weeks ain't going to stop Gunnar Stockton and the Georgia Bulldogs, especially at a neutral site this weekend, man. That's going to get – I think that one's going to get to about 17.
For Tech to win the game, they got to score every time they touch the football. They have to play mistake-free on offense. And I don't think it'll happen, but I do think that they're going to score – in this game. That's why I'm taking the over. That's a huge over, but all right, I'll take it. Over 59.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 3, Texas A&M at number 16, Texas. Texas A&M is favored by 2.5. The over-under here is 51.5.
Don't care where it's played. I'm taking A&M in the points because here's what. 2.5 points is a field goal. A&M is very good defensively. I think they're going to get after Arch Manning and make him uncomfortable. I know he's played well lately. I think A&M's good, really good.
Wow. Check that out. Mm-hmm. I'm picking against them. Give me Texas and the Longhorns. Arch Manning has played a lot better recently. And say whatever you want to about Texas A&M. Marcel Reed against South Carolina looked absolutely awful just a couple of weeks ago. And if that happens again, Texas and that defense will not let him back in that game in the second half. Give me Texas plus the 2.5 points. I like that one.
All right. We're going to move on to the NFL now. You've got Packers at Lions. Detroit is favored by 2.5. The over-under is 48.5.
No rhyme or reason. I'm just taking the over.
Okay. I'm taking the under in that one. No rhyme or reason. No, I think the reason I'm taking the under is because I think both these quarterbacks have looked good and are believed to be franchise quarterbacks, but neither one of them have played well for about the past month. And we'll see what happens with that, but under 48.5 for me on that one.
Okay. How about Chiefs at Cowboys? Kansas City is favored by 3.5. Over under is 52.5.
I went back to the old OU on this one as well, and I'm actually going over the 52.5, which is a big number. But I look at both these offenses. I look at both these defenses. I think the Cowboys will score, but I'm not brave enough to take them in the pick. So give me the over 52.5 on Chiefs at Cowboys.
I am brave enough. I'm taking Dallas plus 3.5. I think they'll keep it close.
Yeah, I agree.
The receiving core is so good. Dak is the most. He's kind of turned. He gets treated by the national press the way Matt Ryan got treated by a lot of the media and fan base here, where it was never appreciated how good he was.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, for my rando pick of the week, this is a lesser known rivalry: Kent State at Northern Illinois. Illinois.
This is a lesser known rivalry.
Is a 5.5 point favorite with an over under of 44.5.
And it's at Northern Illinois?
At Northern Illinois.
Cold temps this weekend. Give me the under. Give me the under 44.5. I'll take that. That's where I'm going to go with that one.
I know nothing about either team. I'll take the over.
The one thing I do know is that it's supposed to be cold everywhere in America this weekend.
So yeah,
there you go.
I'll take the over. I don't know why. I'll just do it. I'll just go.
Zig when I zag. I hear you.
All right. Monday morning, same time, same station. We'll hear Mike and Bo on Man Up Monday.
There you go.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
And as a reminder, today's Mic'd Up and every day's Mic'd Up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Skip the turkey leftovers, go get you some wings. Let's do this thing.
All right, you might notice a theme for Which One Wednesday today with a little sports mixed in.
Okay.
Would you rather have to eat an entire can of cranberry sauce or an entire gravy boat of gravy? Which one?
I need clarification. How big is a gravy
boat?
What
kind of gravy? Is this sawmill gravy or is this like the, is this white gravy
turkey
or brown gravy?
Turkey gravy.
So brown gravy.
Light brown gravy.
Okay. I'd still rather drink the gravy.
Really?
Yeah.
How big is a gravy boat? Like, give me a, okay.
Two.
All right. So like we're talking about probably twice the amount of cranberry, twice the amount of gravy as cranberry sauce.
You know,
give or take a little bit.
If cranberry sauce was liquid, because it's jelly.
I know, but it's can.
Okay, there's probably more gravy than cranberry.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to take the cranberry.
I'd rather drink something bad than eat something bad.
Did that gravy? Oh, my God. It's going to look the same way when it comes up 10 minutes later. I can't deal with that.
I don't know which one he was going with that.
This doesn't really matter because too much anyway and too much anything isn't healthy, but which one is healthier?
I would think the cranberry.
Because you drink
cranberry juice when things are not right.
That is true. And then there's probably way less sodium than there is in the gravy.
I was going to say, not tequila. Caloric. It's probably not better as far as calories go, but just your arteries.
I would tell you that
cranberry has sugar in it. So, you got to be careful.
Yeah, but nature's sugar.
It's
different.
Not always good.
The naturals.
All right, a little bit of sports here. Which rookie will end up with more sacks by the end of the season? Jalen Walker or James Pierce? Jalen has 5. James Pierce has 4.
Man, that's tough. I'll go with Jalen. I might contradict myself here, but he's actually played better in the run game by a mile. And so I think he's been one of the better run defenders in the NFL in terms of edge players. So maybe that gets him more repetitions on the field. But I'm going to contradict myself because James Pierce probably be on passing downs, so he'll probably get the numbers up. I just think Jalen right now is more advanced in terms of his overall ability to play defense, so I think he'll bring it home in that category.
I think it's Jalen, and I agree with Mike that he's the better player overall right now. Thing that Pierce has been a little bit of a victim of is winning and other people reaping the benefits of what his work.
That's a good point.
And look, now give credit to those guys.
It's gone both ways too. Yeah, but you're right.
Give credit to the players that, because they're winning as well, and they're getting off of blocks when the quarterback moves because James Pierce has moved them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Which causes more tension at Thanksgiving: a cutthroat backyard football game or bringing up politics during dinner?
Politics. We don't bring it up. I don't do politics, talking about that. I just leave those conversations, but politics has become such a divisive thing where if you just don't agree 100% with someone, like, it's an all-out brawl.
Yeah, I know. And politics has become that thing at Thanksgiving where Your views no longer shape your political affiliation. Mm-hmm. Your political affiliation has started shaping your views. And it's, but we've had some knockdown, drag out football games in the Johnson house. The Bengals come over there. It gets a little out of hand, but
I can't imagine a Bengal coming over and getting it out of hand.
It gets a little out of hand. But I think at this point with our ages, our kids aren't quite young enough. I mean, old enough for it to be crazy on the football field. So yeah, politics definitely that. No.
We're good. You think you could pass protect against Bengal?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. He's a big person.
It wouldn't be a football game that would make us not speak to each other for a while, but definitely a card game that we play in the Mac
household.
Cards
for sure.
Oh,
cards
my
for sure.
Goodness.
There will be a spades game breakout at my Thanksgiving for sure.
All right, which interstate should out-of-towners avoid at all costs this weekend, 85 or 75?
Golly, that's a great question. The connector, I guess, goes without saying.
Yeah. That's combined.
I always think during the winter, you're more safe to go on 85. And during, because I, where I go when I'm headed to Florida, it seems like so many people are headed towards 30A.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, because that's what I'm used to. So I would say right now, you probably are good on 85 more than 75.
I think 85 is a train wreck no matter where, but.
That's because you drive on 75 way more.
Well, it's not great either.
I know. I mean, there's not a great choice here.
All right, so you guys are divided. You said 75. You said 85. Yeah.
I think
all right.
75's, you're probably, I don't know.
I don't.
85, you're better off right now.
I never go up 80. When I'm, and I know it's, I'm, that's, this is north, but I never go 85 when it's not a nightmare on one side or the other. And there's only one express lane.
75 is bad through Macon, though. Oh, my God.
Take your last answer and put it up against 285. Which one's more of a nightmare?
Well, 285 is never not busy.
285 is a nightmare. Dude, where 285 hits 20 right now, and there's probably somebody in their car nodding their head because they're over there, where the construction is with that connector, where 20 hits 285, is an absolute dumpster fire. And it always has been, even before the construction, because there's only one lane getting on 20 either way. And with the construction added, it's insane.
285 is a disaster.
285 is a disaster.
Which would you prefer, Thanksgiving without appetizers or Thanksgiving without desserts? You're still getting the main course.
I mean, I don't know. I don't eat.
You're going to skip the cocktail weenies or the pumpkin pie?
Yeah, the pigs in a blanket.
Honestly, I don't do either where I go. So I'll
you don't eat dessert? There's no pecan pie?
There is. I just don't eat it.
Oh, good for you.
I eat the food, and I mean I'll go late maybe and grab a piece, but I overindulge on the actual main course because I don't know, I have this fear when I'm eating and there's like a, it's like a buffet type thing where I got to get as much on my plate as possible or I'm gonna be hungry.
Yeah, you better have the good chinettes, you know, the oval ones rocking this weekend. You don't want anything flimsy like the commercials, you know, where everything slides off the plate. Man, I don't know. I can't go without dessert on Thanksgiving. I'm not a big dessert person, period, but I can't go without dessert on Thanksgiving. That's, you got to have the pumpkin pie, the pecan pie, maybe even a little banana pudding in there. We'll see what happens. Could get crazy.
Which Falcon would you trust to cook the turkey, Kirk or Bajan?
Bajan. Strangely.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like Kirk's the kind of guy that's going to order his. He's going to be like, no need in fooling
catering.
With that. Yeah, we're going to get catering. Bajan, just being a Texas guy, I don't know, for some reason, I feel like he probably would be better at seasoning the turkey, I guess.
Southern Kirk cooking versus...
Yeah, Kirk's not a Southerner.
He's not a Southerner.
Yeah, I mean, like, for some reason, the Texas background makes me lean towards Bajan.
Well, Bajan's from Arizona, so I'm not sure how good of a turkey cooker he is either originally. I know he played at Texas. I get what you're...
Yeah.
The Austin thing. But it's a good point. He spent enough time in Austin that maybe he got some of the... The Austin's a good barbecue town.
Yeah.
I'll lean with Mike on this.
Okay.
Mainly because I kind of feel like Julie's going to do the cooking in the cousin's house, even the turkey. He's going to be like, she's just going to be like, I got it in the oven, babe. Don't worry about it.
That thing's getting catered. I don't care. It's getting catered.
All right. I want to give you one to think about. Which would you rather attend in Times Square? The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade or New Year's Eve? All right, think about that. We'll handle it on the other side during the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Go ahead and give us your travel woes. What are you upset about? What are you nervous about as you are getting into your car, heading out of town this weekend? What interstates would you tell your out-of-town friends to avoid? Call us now. It's all Thanksgiving-related, 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.